Good morning. A comfortably cool start to the day across interior New York and New England, with temperatures mainly in the 40s and lower 50s. Sunshine will dominate for the first part of the day. Then, as a ridge of high pressure begins to slide off the eastern seaboard, clouds will be allowed to mix in on a southerly breeze, which at times will gust up to 20 miles per hour. Still, it'll be dry throughout the day, and most everyone should reach into the middle and upper 70s for daytime highs, with a few lower 80s. The next system will be in the form of a cold front tracking through the Great Lakes tonight. Clouds will be on the increase, and with that southerly wind sustained through the night, temperatures will hold in the upper 50s and lower 60s for overnight lows. It'll also be a bit muggy during the overnight hours. As the front approaches during the day on Wednesday, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds, and we'll continue that south-southwesterly wind flow, which will increase the humidity in the air, and temperatures will be about 5 to 10 degrees warmer, reaching into the middle and upper 80s. This will set the stage for scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and some of the thunderstorms could be on the stronger side, perhaps severe, with strong wind gusts, heavy downpours, and frequent lightning. This activity will last into the evening hours before moving off through New England and eventually off the East Coast late on Wednesday night. This will set us up for a drier, much more comfortable day on Thursday with mostly sunny skies. It'll be breezy with temperatures in the lower to mid 70s. At this point, we'll track a wave of low pressure out of the Ohio Valley and to the south of our region on Friday. Skies will cloud up early on Friday, and there's a good chance of rain by lunchtime. And right now, the afternoon looks wet as well. The clouds and rain will keep the temperature down, and highs will struggle to reach the 60-degree mark. The system will be slow to depart, so we'll at least put a chance of a shower in on Saturday, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with highs in the mid-60s. Further clearing later in the holiday weekend, and Sunday and Monday both look dry with a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, potentially hazardous weather will continue to be found across the central United States as ample moisture continues to stream north out of the western Gulf of Mexico. A potent low-pressure system located over south-central Canada will drift eastward through today before strengthening and racing to the northeast. Meanwhile, an attached boundary and slow-moving cold front will be the focus for showers and storms from the southern and central plains to the Midwest. A few of these thunderstorms may turn severe from the southern high plains to Nebraska, with the highest chances for isolated tornadoes and large hail across western Kansas. Flash flooding is also a possibility across the central and southern plains, where thunderstorms will stall or repeat over similar locations. At Mount Washington this morning, 70 miles visibility with partly cloudy skies and 37 degrees with a west wind at 48 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 25 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 50 degrees, the dew point 40. 68% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 9 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.20 inches and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 102 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 16 at Vernal, Utah, and Gunnison, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy in the mid-70s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny skies with highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 70 degrees, the low 44. The average temperature, 57, that's 5 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, still just 1.57 inches for the month, which is now 99 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 10.91 inches for the year, which is 2.73 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 74 degrees, the average low, 51. The record high, 94, set in 1981, and the record low, 30, in 1956. Sunrise this morning was at 5:24 a.m., sunset this evening 8:21 p.m., 14 hours and 57 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight in the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds becoming breezy today with highs in the mid 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds breezy today with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds breezy today with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny, becoming windy and more humid with showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon in the mid-80s. Mostly sunny, breezy, cooler on Thursday, back to the lower to mid-70s. Cloudy with a good chance of rain on Friday afternoon near 60. Slow clearing on Saturday, still the risk of a shower in the mid-60s. And a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday and Monday, and highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.